Blog Talk Radio. you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, no. Oh, joy. Another one.
What?
Never mind. What is your name?
My name is Bob. I am Bob the Soldier.
Where are we?
Who knows?
We don't know any more than you do, Bob. I'm Pamela the Princess, and the grumpy one is Jojo the Harlequin.
Harlequin? Are we good?
Oh, for goodness sake. Am I going to have to hear this every time someone finds out who I am?
Be nice, Joe. Bob is new. We don't believe we are who we are dressed like, do you?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been to war. I remember playing with a gun, but it was only a game with someone. It's funny, it just happened, but I can't remember who I was playing with. Have I lost my mind?
Probably.
Joe!
Sorry. No, I don't think so. So, do you have a hazy memory, like the dimness of the room?
Yes, it is like everything is fading out, except the room. And you too.
What is your room like?
A triangle upside down, a tiny floor, white ceiling, and a skylight.
What can that mean?
I thought you'd be a square.
Stop it! You're the first too.
We all cope differently. I am a smart ass. Now there's a surprise.
What is going to happen?
We don't know. It is nice being able to reach out and talk to someone when everything around us is chaos, isn't it?
I have to admit, it is comforting. Though I hate to.
I'm glad of it. My memory that I told you is faded. Other than my memory of telling it, it is gone. Can you remember what I said?
No.
It is odd. No, I can't remember either. I can't remember anything but your names and what you're dressed like.
What does it mean?
Now, I think we are losing our minds. I do remember one thing. Only one thing.
What?
I am unloved. But I was loved.
Yes. I remember that too.
Me too.
We all feel for these poor, unloved characters, but don't worry. They are dolls in a shop. Soon, they will all have a child who will pick them up off the shelf, take them out of the boxes, and hug them, play with them, and love them. Everyone needs to communicate, to feel they are not alone, to feel loved. Soon, Jojo the Harlequin, Pamela the Princess, and Bob the Soldier will be cuddled, played with, and treasured. I hope you will all have that in your lives too. The end.
Welcome to my show. Hello, cast.
Hello.
Hi.
This is my cast from the play that I wrote called Dimness. Why don't you each introduce yourself and what character you're going to play?
I'm Junior Paul, and I will be narrating in the play.
Yay! And he does a very good job.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so. And you always do.
He was in my first Sherry's Playhouse, Junior.
That's right. Blimey, that's some years back.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
He played Tommy.
Very,
the romantic lead.
Yeah, I was in the very first one.
You were in the very first one, yeah.
Yeah, I've probably done about 5 or 6 plays so far, since then.
I think it's more,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's fun.
You've done it when you could.
Yeah. Done a few roles, from British to, I think, Australian. I did once in one of your plays.
Yep.
Yes.
For Mary.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's been interesting.
You are a talented soul. Okay. Anybody, or do you want me to say your name as you introduce yourself?
Go ahead.
Okay, Ray, go ahead.
Ray Brent, I play Harlequin, and I've been around for a while. The character is a Harlequin.
Your name is Jojo the Harlequin.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he's a different character than I've done before, which, you know, all actors, at least in my case, all actors, I enjoy playing parts that I don't get to do, that I haven't done before,
mm-hmm.
because it helps broaden the scope of what I can do. And he's sort of a cynical, he's not a bad character, he's just a little bit cynical about the whole thing.
Yeah, he's sarcastic, a smartass.
That's a revolution, too.
It's fun. I love being a smartass. Ariel?
Hi, I'm Ariel Bruland, and I play Pamela, the princess. And she's very prim and proper, but I think it's because she feels like she needs to be in order to fulfill the role of princess.
And she's actually a very sweet character.
Yes, I quite like her.
Do you like this one? It's kind of different from your other characters.
It is, yes. I do more of like a childlike voice in this one. I tried to do a posh British accent, but it's not really.
Very innocent.
Yes.
Yes, she's a sweetheart. I love her. I love all the characters. Okay. Well,
I'll be the judge, April. I'll rate you.
Okay, you do that. And Janae.
I'm playing Bob the Soldier. I come in towards the end of the play, but it's a fun little character.
I wanted Bob to be a female because I wanted it to be any character, male or female, didn't matter, because the situation they're in is different. I don't want to give anything away. But was it hard to play a soldier that you didn't really know what was going on? You know, you come in and you're like sort of like thrown into the hot water as the character.
No, actually it wasn't. But then again, well, I'm a Navy vet. I'm used to being thrown into situations.
And not hot water, but water.
Well, you know, firefighting school was at least hot, even though it dealt with water.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I had this idea for this play because I wanted something about isolation because of what we're going through right now. And how important communication is, and how important it is to reach out to another person. how do you feel, first of all, do you think I achieved it in the play, and how do you feel about it in the play?
Well, you absolutely achieved it in the play, and, you know, to us personally, being separated, it feels rather nice to reach out and to still do theater, even though it's in a different medium.
Yeah, it is.
We are isolated. The characters are isolated, and we are isolated. We don't see each other in the play as well as in real life. And that's sort of an inspiration, you might say.
Yeah. It was actually an inspiration to write it, too.
Yeah.
I was actually feeling kind of cut off when I started writing it. Even though I talk to people all the time on Skype, you know. And I wanted to give hope. Do you think that it gives hope at the end? I don't want to give anything away, but do you think it gives hope at the end?
I think it does.
Yes.
I think it gives hope at the end. And, I mean, even though you do this, even when we're not having a pandemic and we actually do these radio shows for years now, in a way, we'll share some of the things that we would normally see each other at our going right now this year. We're actually local to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But we're, it's something that when even if, for those that spend a lot of time at home, it's like, I could swear at this thing of the lockdown was like, I looked around and it's like, well, now I want to go to that place I wasn't going to go to anyway.
Yeah.
It was just the thought that I couldn't do it.
Right.
It was more annoying than the fact, yeah, it's like, even, yes, most of my weekends, because when I'm working two jobs and only have one day off, and there's quite a few times where I go, you know, I just want to stay home anyway, because I just want to rest. But now I have to stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
It's like,
so, yeah, I write the play about being isolated, because we are isolated right now.
It's more.
And there's a few not being able to control the situation too.
Yeah, that's it. Like I can't go and to a movie, or I can't go to meet my friend for a coffee, or you know, my brother and I, because we haven't been in San Diego for that. Well, he has, but I haven't been in San Diego that long. When he's on vacation, we usually go to one or two places I haven't been yet, and he's on vacation right now, and pretty much he's taking a walk around our apartment. and he calls his bedroom Dave's gym. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, it is. I mean, missing the event of the year next weekend, although it's gone on.
Yeah, Comic-Con.
Comic-Con and the XenaCon were my two big things this year.
And they're both. I know Comic-Con's online. I'm going to miss seeing the people I only see during Comic-Con. Some of them still local, but our schedules seem so busy. I only see them there when I track them down at tables. And my friends that don't live in the area that I meet up with there. It's like, yeah, I'm going to be, yeah, it's nice the con's going to be online, but I miss the actual interaction. I miss being able to hug my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that hugs people. And so this is really frustrating, because even when you do see somebody, but if it's not your immediate family living with you, you really can't hug them right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the whole thing, and so yeah, the frustration of isolation and only being able to talk, at least being able to hear another voice, or in the cases where I've actually done some of like the Zoom meetings where you actually see faces, it's kind of comforting to at least do that occasionally. But then I've heard some people have gotten burned out of only seeing people that way as well.
Yeah. Junior, how's it in London?
How's it in London?
Yeah, are you guys in the same, are you in, have you moved to a different, I'm not keeping up, so I don't know. Are you still in lockdown, or are you not in lockdown anymore, or have you moved to whatever level?
It's a bit confusing sometimes with Brits, because, or should I say English, because we were in lockdown for about, I think, 3 months, like the most people around the planet, but, you know, sometimes they do some really silly things, you know.
Mm.
We flew out the doors and stuff well before the time we were supposed to, well, they were supposed to, should I say, so.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of people, you know, follow the rules, etc., but it just seems that sometimes there are a number of people, you know, a small portion of society who just think, you know, to hell with it and just do what they want to do, so.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, we have to just live with those consequences as things spike and then drop and spike and drop. So, but yeah, officially at the moment, we're supposed to be slowly but surely coming out of lockdown.
That
would
be lovely.
We just
back down into lockdown here in Southern California.
We went backwards.
They at least left the restaurants open for outdoor dining only, but pretty much everything else shut right back down Monday.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Great time. I was going to finally get my hair cut.
No, me too.
I just gone back to work.
I know.
Oh,
you even got your uniform.
I had just gone back to work, and all of a sudden it's like,
Are we, is it helping to do the radio plays? Because we've done a couple during lockdown. Little ones. Does it help?
I think so.
In my case, yes, it does. It moves me out of one room and into another. But no, it does help from the standpoint of being able to step outside where you... If you are in a lockdown, you have a few people that you are able to talk with. Where I'm at, we have it's a rural area, and we're not confined as much as you are there in the cities, but still, you have a limited number of people that you are able to associate with.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, I get to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Junior, you being in London or in England, and I'm being stuck in the middle of the country, and Ariel, Janae, and Sherry are there on the West Coast.
Well, we're actually in San Diego, in the same city, no less.
It does provide an insight to the window of what the rest of the world is doing, what is happening elsewhere.
You know what's really strange? I've been to Ariel's work, the library, about a dozen times, and I've never seen her once.
Well, there's a lot of different branches, Sherry. I'm not sure which.
Is it the main library that you work at?
No.
No? Oh.
I mean, one of the 36 branches.
Oh, okay. That's why I never saw you there.
36 branches of library. Wow.
Yeah.
We have one.
It's about a county system, and San Diego County is pretty large.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, this is the city.
That's the city one. Yeah. And the city itself is pretty large, too. And it spreads out quite a bit.
It's not as big as where Junior is.
Yeah.
No, true.
London's huge. Well, once you get past old London, you go back. I mean, that's one of the things that shocked me when I went there, is it's huge. With the suburbs and everything, it goes on and on and on.
It certainly does. I enjoyed my trip there back in 2008.
Do you...
No,
go ahead, Junior. I was going to ask you.
I was going to say, I beg to differ, because I've been to the States a few times, and I don't know, it's much bigger than where I live, I tell you. I'm not quite sure how that works.
Have you been to LA?
Hey, why?
Have you been to Los Angeles, Junior?
No, Just in New York.
Los Angeles is huge.
Yeah, Los Angeles is huge. That is bigger than London, but San Diego, the city of San Diego, is not bigger than London.
Yeah, San Diego is smaller than London. My hometown of Portland, Oregon, is smaller. A lot of our big cities are still small. We do have some really huge ones, like obviously Los Angeles,
New York, San Francisco, Chicago. Okay, now the next question I have is about the play. You guys are playing, it's a really difficult thing to talk about because we don't want to give anything away at the end, which Junior reads. What do you think about the journey of the characters, and were you surprised when you read the play to find out what happens in the journey? There, that's the best way I can do it.
Well, they're all extremely different characters, but they all have this one thing in common, is that they're scared, they don't know where they are, or what's going on, and they connect with each other because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like rest of humanity right now.
It's like they say, we're all in this together, even though we may not be in one place. We're all in it together.
I like the analogy I've heard on that, we're all in it together, is we're actually all on the same ocean together. We're all in our different little boats because everybody's situation is still different.
Yeah.
We're all dealing with some of the same issues.
Exactly.
Do you like how something like Sherry's Playhouse brings people together from different environments?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Different.
Definitely.
I mean, the playwrights have been from other countries even.
Yeah.
Right.
Several. And that's actually been really fun, especially when they get to join us on one of our rehearsals. And I'll say one thing is continuing to do this. Is actually for us, even though we're not doing radio plays because we're in lockdown, we've always done, we've been doing this,
mm-hmm.
but this is actually a point of normalcy in our lives,
for sure,
that we're holding on to. So
yeah.
That makes it, it makes
yes.
it
and I And I consider you all my family, even though you guys aren't near here. Everybody, that's part of the players. That even the people who aren't here, that you're all my family, all of you. So it makes me feel good when you're here.
Well, to be family, you do not have to be blood relation
mm-hmm.
to be family. It's you have a like-minded concept of what you're wanting to do. And like any family, you may not have the same idea or agree on the same things, but you are a family, and you will defend that family.
That's neat. I like that. So the play is a very short play. It's one of my shorties. but I wanted something that touched people and was uplifting at the end. Do you feel that way? Oh my God, Junior, hi!
Oh, sorry, I wasn't sure if that was working.
He just, sorry, dear audience, but Junior just put himself on camera temporarily. He surprised me. What were you going to say, Junior?
No, I wasn't going to say anything. I was just moving. I was just tempering it away. So, my bad.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, how do you feel about getting together with us again? You haven't been with us as a group for a while.
It's always. Sometimes I get a little apprehensive, you know, because as you know, when you're doing your parts. You always want to make sure that you're doing it right, you know. And I know in the past we've had lots and lots of times to rehearse and stuff, and with you firing across how to say things and other people chipping in and stuff. So I'm happy and content to be back yeah, and doing this small, even though it's a really small part and stuff, so it's nice to work your way back in ever so slowly.
Yeah.
It is really nice to hear your voice again other than in just recording, too.
Yeah.
Ah, right. Yeah.
The only one who's actually talked to Junior in the last year other than him doing recordings for the show is me. They all miss you.
This is the first time, in quite a while I've actually spoken with you.
Yeah.
See, you're well loved, Junior.
I certainly hope so. Basically, so I would say.
I remember getting up really, really early in the morning to do some rehearsals with you, and that one when you were doing an Australian accent.
That was Widgie Night?
Yeah, Widgie Night.
Wow. That was many years ago. How long ago was that?
Oh my god, that was Mary's first play with us, so it's got to be about 2 years.
At least a good few, three or 4 years or so.
I don't think it was 3 years. Well,
yeah,
maybe
it was probably about three.
Was it three?
Might be three.
Yeah, it's been at least three.
Is it three? Okay, time flies.
Yeah. Oh, but I'll tell you, since I just recertified last October for my 3 year mark, and prior to that it was 3 years, it's been almost four.
Really? Wow.
Because that was one of my credits that I used because I didn't have enough writing credits yet when I certified for my pro credentials as I put the play down.
Wow. There you go.
Wow. 4 years.
Yes.
Which makes it, or the first play was 6 years ago. So, wow. That was just Junior and me of this group. We're the only ones who did that. The first one.
That means I've been with it 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I've been with it 4 years because I started with Widgie Night.
Yep.
I started with Zoe Promise, I think. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's a baby. Ariel's the baby.
I'm the noob.
We won't hold that against you.
Hey, you had an advantage. You were recommended by the playwright.
Aw, that's awesome.
Yeah. Mary Brooks recommended you for the part, so.
Aw. Well, I'm very glad for it.
I actually thought that it was my play, Joe Cronus, was your first. But was it?
That was my second one.
Oh, was it the second one? Okay.
Yeah, that was number two.
They were done really close together.
They were almost simultaneously.
Almost simultaneously.
That was a difficult one. But yeah, Mary has a new one that is waiting in the wings for us to have an editor and stuff, so. And Ariel wrote a play.
I did. I'm trying to write one. Yay.
She's working on a radio play.
Perfect.
So that's coming attractions.
Gotta do something when you're in isolation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll both get them done and we'll have some new stuff to put out there to the world.
Yay. Yeah, I have a few, and Nick, he was in several of our plays. He wrote a new play that is being finished.
Did you finish it?
Not yet. Still working.
Oh. That's a great race to finish our radio show. I'm just hoping that I'm hoping for that one before I go back to work again. All that quiet.
I was wondering, did I lose connection?
Nope.
No.
We just had a lull. We all just stopped talking at once. And Sherry, where did Sherry go? Sherry, you're on mute. Oh.
Gary!
Gary, you're on mute.
Hey. Sorry, I know. I had a coughing spasm. Sorry, I had a...
Okay.
I had to walk out of the room.
Oh, okay. Hope you got it all out.
Oh, I do too. I'm popping a cough drop. Sorry, audience. You guys were talking. I didn't think you'd even miss me.
Except for hit a wall all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Just went out at you, Terry.
Yeah, I wasn't running the show. Sorry. All right. So, the radio play will be on in August, at the beginning of August. It's going to... I'm not sure if it's going to be a combination of this interview and the radio play again, or just the radio play, but it's really short, so maybe the combination. How do you feel about those, by the way?
I think it probably works really well for the really short ones, because there's people will see how long it is, and it might attract them more than something that's really, really, really short.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because actually, we had a reprise of one of the radio plays, Mishpucha. It did better than a live broadcast of the original play.
And that might be the advantage of having it done with the interview.
Especially on these really short ones.
Right.
It definitely provides some sort of context for the play, and then you listen to it with an open mind.
Well, also you get to hear the actors talking normally, and then you hear them talking in their accents. So it's like this huge contrast. Which is sort of amusing. I don't know. How has anybody reacted? Have you got any feedback from your friends and family on these plays?
My grandma listened to Mishpucha, and she loved it.
Oh, I love that.
I had a friend that listened to Kitten, and he said, "Did you do?" He loved the last line, Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, "Did you do two parts in that?" And I go, "Yeah." So, yeah.
That's good that he had to ask you, though.
Exactly. And it always makes you feel good, too, if you've done two parts, that lo and behold, somebody you deal with all the time has to ask, "Did you do? Was there two? Was that you on the other part?"
I just think that's cool. That's really cool. That was my weirdest play. What did you think of it? I mean, really, that is the weirdest play I've ever written.
I think the best thing about it is the fact that it was weird.
Yeah.
I got a lot of really good feedback, though. People liked it.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it was my homage to Friends. Even Junior was in it. He had one line or two lines. I don't remember, Junior.
Such a long time ago, neither do I.
It was about a couple of lines at the beginning. It was mainly before Kitten walks in.
Yeah, he was one of the guys. There was the girls against the guys. It was, like I said, it was my homage to Friends. And my favorite of the guys is Chandler. So that's who ends up my Chandler type character, who isn't Chandler, I just want to make that clear, ends up with Kitten, and you have to listen to that show to find out what happens. But it is weird, really, really weird.
It is, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
But not like unsettling, it's funny.
No,
no, no, it's not unsettling, no. No, it's just really silly and funny. And it's very sarcastic, and I love sarcastic humor, so that's one of my favorite things. I love that. It's just, I'm sarcastic, so it kind of goes along with my personality.
So far, when I'm two characters, I'm my other character is an animal, so it's really easy to tell it's not.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I've been a cat.
Or the cat.
Yeah, you've been a cat, you've been a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
What else were you?
Dog.
You were a doggy.
Oh, my gosh.
She's a junior. Did you know that Janae is our animal representative?
No, I didn't.
I'm really good
at
doing animal sounds, so I did the purr for, what was that called?
Thief's Tail.
Yeah, Thief's Tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did the purr for the meows and the purrs for the cat.
And the mouse.
Oh.
You did the squeaks for the mouse,
okay.
But you didn't do the dying mouse. That was the...
I didn't do the dying mouse, I did the squeaks.
Yeah.
But I spent my childhood imitating animals, and who knew that would come in handy when I was actually all grown up.
It's funny because I was going to do the cat, but I don't do a good purr, but I do a good meow and mew. But hers is better, so I said, okay, Janae, you go for it. And I can do pretty good dog. I've always talked to my pets.
I've always talked to my pets, too.
It drives them crazy. It's fun.
One of my cats actually had a call for me, and I started doing it back to him, and it would actually bring him out. I got home, if he wasn't out visible, I would do the same meow that he would do when he would see me, and it would make him come. So evidently this was something that he had developed that was meant, you know, hello or something like that, because he'd come when I would do it. But it was the same one, and he'd go, rah, rah, rah.
Aww.
He greeted me when I came home.
We've run out of time. I want to thank you all for chatting about the play. The play is called Dimness. It'll be on either the first or second week of August. I don't have the exact date yet, but pay attention. The interview, though, will be on next week. Not the coming week, but the week after. I'll give you an exact date when this is broadcast. Thank you very much. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you for chatting with Sherry.
Thank you.